Financial planning is important for everybody, you knew that. But if you're a new federal employee, it's even more important as you start to think about your TSP and FEHB possibilities. Registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer joins us with some planning recommendations for new feds. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so these are probably good tips for anybody. Maybe some people take 20 years to get going on this stuff, so let's start with some of the top tips.
You're right, Tom. These tips are for basically all employees, but especially new employees, as I'll explain. Just hearing the show this morning, I've been listening and talking, and all this talk in Washington, and I think a lot of it's going to come to fruition about cutting benefits and making employees pay more for their benefits. I think this really underlies the point that employees, there are things employees can do that will enhance their overall retirement down the line if they take the action of doing it. And I mentioned this on a show a couple weeks ago, that there are things employees can do that can really enhance their overall retirement benefits, and they are in full control, and nothing in the laws will stop them from doing it because it's there. They just have to know about it. Now, I have a list of 10 things employees should be doing, new employees especially, and I'm going to go over the first five today, and I'll talk about the second five in a subsequent show.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Number one, making deposits for military and temporary service. Many federal employees enter federal service. They had served in the military or they had previously worked for the federal government on a temporary basis. In both cases, they did not contribute to any retirement system. When they enter federal service, they're allowed to make a deposit for their military service. And if they're temporary service for new employees now, we're talking about those employees covered by FERS. If their temporary time was before January 1st, 1989, they can make a deposit. They have to actually pay some money to get credit for those years that they were in the military or they served on a temporary basis. And in so doing, those years will be added to their service time. The bottom line is they'll be able to retire earlier and they'll have more retirement income as a result, because the more years that you work, the higher will be your overall FERS annuity and the earlier you possibly can retire.
Okay, and number two?
Number two. For those FERS employees who were in the government, left the government, and when they left the government, they took out their money, their contributions to the FERS retirement system. When they enter federal service, this is a new law that took effect in October 2009, they can redeposit with interest the money they took out. And talking about interest, one of the reasons I say that new employees should do this right away is because if they make their deposits, and my first point, and they make a redeposit in the second case, the amount of interest will be very, very small, if they make it in the case of deposit within 2 years of coming into government, there'll be no interest charges. It'll save them a lot of money. Number three.
Let me just say who you are so the audience will know. Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefits consultant, and we've got a good 3 minutes for three more points.
Okay, three more. Number three, contribute each year the maximum possible to the TRIS savings plan. If you're a FERS employee, you have to put in at least 5% of your gross pay. That's a no-brainer in order to get the maximum match of 4% from your agency. But you have to go beyond that. The TSP is a major portion of the federal government's retirement system for FERS employees, and you have to make a sincere effort to contribute each year the maximum possible. What is the maximum this year in 2011? $16,500. And if you're over 50, and there are some new employees over 50, you can contribute an additional $5,500 in catch-up contributions. And try to do this as early as possible in your career. Number four, remember that the TSP is a long-term investment plan. As such, it's not your everyday savings account, and you have to invest for the long term, meaning the overwhelming majority of your money, at least 60 to 70%, has to be spread among the stock funds, the C fund, the S fund, and the I fund, and not among the conservative fund, the G fund, which is basically a very short-term government fund that really does not grow over the long term. And number five, when deciding what health insurance plan to enroll in, choose the health insurance plan that meets your needs, and if you're married and you have family, your family's needs. Don't look for the cheapest premium necessarily, because that may not give you the best coverage. And while you're enrolling in the Federal Employees Health Insurance Program, trying to find the best plan, definitely consider enrolling in the Healthcare Flexible Spending Account. Reason? Because the Federal Employees Health Insurance plans do not pay for everything. You will have co-payments. You will have deductibles to pay. And the best way to pay for those deductibles and co-payments is through a Healthcare Flexible Spending Account. And again, new employees can enroll in the FSA within 60 days of their hire date. They don't have to wait for the next open season, which will be in November.
Okay, you've covered a lot of ground. And as if to underscore your statements today, Ed, we have the latest economic news that's just coming across the wire that unemployment rose to 9.2% last month. And so they're saying that hiring slowed to a near standstill. So if you've got a federal job, you got to treat it right.
Just want a quick follow-up. There's a link to these 10 recommendations on your website, because I had written an article about this, and there's a link to that article. So listeners will be able to read these recommendations with a little more details on that link.
Okay, that's Ed Zirndorfer, Registered Employee Benefit Consultant. As always, thanks for your great advice, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
And you can find more links, as Ed said, to his article, and we have lots of pay and benefit information. It's all linked up at federalnewsradio.com.